KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media, communications, and journalism students at Fresno State. 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, this is Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Maxwell Gallegos.
And I'm Natalia Mendoza. Good morning. The new RSU has been filled with complaints. Even after construction on the parking lot, there is a lack of parking. Hello, my name is Natalia, and here with me is Max. We are your anchors for today's show. Max, let's introduce the topics for today.
Construction has impacted many students on campus. The effects of construction have many students without finding parking. Cycling safety and the precautions drivers and cyclists take on the roads. Student worker union comes out winning. Is the new RSU worth the hype?
Later on, we will have your 7-day forecast. And inflation sucks, especially with students here on campus that complain about high prices around campus. And we will end the show with sports. Stay tuned. Hey Max, what are your opinions on the construction on campus?
From my personal experience, I've been going to school on campus for 3 years now, and it felt like there's always been construction somewhere, whether that's in front of the library, in the parking lots, where there should be grass. It's super frustrating having to take different routes to class, and they advertise the campus as a place that looks great, but there's always construction, and at times I would have to disagree with them.
You know, Max, as a commuter myself, I get where you're coming from because I have to get here earlier now and adjust my schedule and my routine to that. Getting here earlier, like an hour just to beat everybody to find a parking spot. And sometimes even when I get here on time, I spend like 20 minutes trying to find a parking spot. And sometimes I'm always late to class because of the construction issue on campus.
And all these points lead us right into our next story about the RSU and the expectations students had for it. And it also had construction delays. Modern design, new food options, 2 floors of seating, and a nice place to get work done. However, when it first opened, the RSU did not have any food options because of construction delays. Students initially complained about food quality as well. Gage Vickers, a student at Fresno State, expressed his concerns about this.
I think when it first opened, everybody was expecting 3 food places, and then they weren't open for like another year. And then the meeting room space was like, I heard it was supposed to be 24 hours on one floor, but I've never experienced 24-hour rooms anywhere.
And once the food options were added, there were other complaints.
I've read the Collegian's recent article about finding hair in the food and the nobody wearing hairnets, so it's kind of scared me away.
But not everyone is complaining. Nathan Noder says each student union on campus has its perks.
The Panda and the Subway in there. And also they have like the smoothie place and the bowling alley, which I think is pretty cool. Or, like, this doesn't really have like a bowling alley, like pool tables or anything. So it's not really like a hangout spot. It's more like a get food and then like, I don't know, maybe study around here.
Opinions on the new student union vary. However, it seems like students will most often come to the new RSU if studying needs to be done. A lot of students on campus have scooters, including us two. Have you ever gotten into a scooter crash?
I haven't, Max, but you know who else we have to watch out for? Bicyclists on campus. Cyclist awareness can help prevent crashes on the road, but what about on campus and around campus? There has been an uptick in the number of bikes, scooters, and skateboard accidents, according to the Fresno State parking manager. So the key to staying safe is planning ahead. Here are some tips on what to wear on the roads, on campus, or around campus. Belts, helmets, and bright colored clothing and reflectors are the most effective ways to prevent accidents. Seth Monty, a bicycle mechanic, gives us tips on how to gear up on cycling the road.
So one thing is to always wear a helmet. I know, you know, that's a big one and people don't always like to wear them, but helmets can save lives, and they have, you know, plenty of times in the past.
Now you know what to wear. Helmets save lives, so please don't hesitate to wear one on campus or on campus.
California State University student workers have voted to approve a union. The union approval is historic, being the largest student worker union in the nation. After nearly a month of voting, the results came in with 97% of student assistants voting in favor of unionizing. With a union, students will be able to fight against the exploitations they face in the workforce on campus. The next step is for student workers to come up with a list of the most important things to fight for. A link was emailed to student workers with a survey to fill out before a contract is drafted and presented to the CSU. The CSU Employee Union, creating one of the largest student worker organizations in the country. Now they will need to decide what they want to bargain for, assemble a leadership negotiating them, and present their demands to the Cal State Administration.
Student parking is a concerning issue for many of Fresno State students. Some of these issues include arriving to class late due to unavailable parking. Others have to park off campus at their own risk. This causes students to feel unsafe when walking back to their cars at night. Reporter Yahida has a story of students who are asking for immediate change.
The lack of parking on the Fresno State campus has been a concern for quite a while. Many students blame the construction happening around the campus. This causes parking structures to get closed off, making it difficult for students to find a place to park. Business major Joseph Morales feels the situation has not been fixed since he started school at Fresno State.
At this point, campus needs to do a better job with the parking situation because I usually have to park across the street and walk to campus because of just the lack of parking spaces. And I've been here for like 4 years and I have yet to like been able to just get on campus on time, go to class, and that's it. I usually have to drive around in a lot of different areas to try to find a parking spot.
Morales isn't the only one who feels this way. Social work student Heidi Hernandez feels the school funds should be used to expand the parking structures for students and faculty. She feels the university is spending more of the funds on other things, such as landscaping. Students want a change and want the school to find a solution to this problem.
Parking structure, like how they did at Fresno City with all the funding they got, I feel like Fresno City should have done that instead of repairing who knows what they are doing right now because there's a whole lot of construction. And they don't really, I don't know, personally, I didn't really get any updates on like what they are for. And like seeing how they're just like adding new grass, I was like, grass? Like, are you kidding me? Like, of all things. But for the parking, I feel like there should be like parking structures so that Fresno State students have a lot more parking. And have like a variety and like not just in like one parking structure in one location, but like have them around campus so that those that have like classes in science 2 can park in the science 2, those that have parking by the social science can park right there, and then stuff like that so that we can all like have like equal parking, since as I mentioned, parking does like pretty suck here. And as my last year, I really wanted like there to be like enough parking, but since it's my last year, there isn't enough. But I hope in the future Fresno State does do like a parking structure, because it will be nice for like future generations to like actually like have parking.
Students hope that in the near future, the university will have a better solution for this situation. This has been Yahida Reese with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Let's dive straight into your weather forecast for the week ahead. Expect a generally pleasant week with partly cloudy skies and temperatures ranging from the low to mid 70s. It's a perfect weather for outdoor activities, whether you're planning a picnic in the park or a stroll around town. While there might be a slight increase in cloud cover midweek, the sun will still appear, keeping the weather delightful. So, get ready to enjoy a week filled with sunshine, mild temperatures, making it ideal for both work and play. Max, what are you doing this week?
I'm probably going to attend some of the Fresno State sporting events. I'm going to hang out with my friends, probably get some good food. You know, typical week, take it right into Friday, and maybe I'll go out on Friday.
Wow, Max, that does sound fun, but with these prices, I don't know. How has inflation impacted students? We'll take a look at that. Inflation is when the purchasing power is eroded. As of February of 2024, the annual inflation percentage is 3.1%, which is down from its 40-year high of 7% in 2021. The U.S. inflation rate, however, is different from the food inflation rate of the U.S. The U.S. inflation rate refers to the overall price change of the economy. The food inflation rate refers to the changes in food prices. Food inflation depends on many factors such as distribution in the supply chain, weather conditions that can affect agricultural production, governmental policies, and supply demand. Students who are in financial need and need help with affording food can go to the Amendola Student Cupboard here on campus. The Student Cupboard also has a diaper program that students can access by scanning the QR code at the checkout counter inside the facility. Any current student can access the resources at the Student Cupboard with their student ID card or a student ID number. The Student Cupboard is primarily funded through donations from members of the community as well as grants. Any student can volunteer or donate. Students who are also in medical financial trouble can go to the Student Health Center and get access to discounted items such as prescription drugs, birth control, condoms, and other things that students might need.
Now, let's dive into sports with Aaron.
Everyone, my name is Aaron Story, and today I'm joined by Holly Cassina. How's it going, Holly?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I guess we can start off with what's your title, what's your job here at Fresno State?
All right. Well, I am Holly Cassina. Like you said, I am the sports information director for our baseball and women's volleyball programs here at Fresno State. I do a lot of the media relations, a lot of, you know, social media communications from the team. So it's a little bit of everything. It's kind of a mixed bag, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it a lot.
Cool. How long have you been working for Fresno State? Was this like your first job?
this isn't my first actual like full-time job. Well, it's my first full-time job, but I was an intern here at Fresno State through my undergrad. So I actually went to a junior college first, then I transferred to Fresno State. And right when I transferred, I started interning here. That was about 3 years ago now when that happened. And then as I was an intern, I got a job at the Fresno Grizzlies. So I was at the Fresno Grizzlies for about 6 months. Loved that job. Shout out to my people over there at the Chuck. Loved them. They were the best. And then I had the opportunity here to jump on full time. So that was about a year ago. So I took that opportunity and I've been here since.
Okay. So what do you enjoy most about this experience so far that you've been this journey so far, I guess, for you?
What I love about my job specifically is that if you really boil it down, my job is to brag about the athletes and what are they good at? How are they good people off the field? How are they good people on the field? And how do they play? And I think that that is so cool that I get to promote them in that way. Like, they get to promote themselves, obviously, but I give them an additional outlet to, I get to brag about them. I get to post about them on social media. I get to nominate them for player of the week. I get to tell people like, hey, you should pay attention to this guy or you should pay attention to this volleyball player. And I love that I get to promote them in that way and help them pursue professional careers.
So why did you pick baseball and volleyball, or those the only ones I given to you? Or
I got really lucky with baseball. Baseball
is that your favorite?
Came up. Yes. That's so baseball is my favorite sport. It always has been. And so when the opportunity came up for me to take over as the communications, the SID for baseball, I was through the roof, very excited about it. And then after baseball season ended, I was given volleyball, and I had played volleyball in middle school. Yeah. My best friend growing up was a volleyball player, and she came from a volleyball family. And so I knew a little bit about the sport, but I kind of took it and ran with it. And the coaching staff with the volleyball team is amazing, and they're brand new. So we got to kind of grow together.
Yeah.
You know, what do we want to do as a team, and what do we want to promote with these girls? And I ended up falling in love with volleyball too. So I'm very, very lucky to have those two sports, and those two coaching staffs have really brought me in and treated me like one of their own. So I'm very, very fortunate with them.
So you said you've had like a good experience so far. Is there any difficulties you've had? I'm sure you've had some, or maybe you haven't, I don't know, but
You learn that being a 24-year-old girl in my role is very rare. Okay. And at Fresno State, we have a lot of women that mm-hmm. are in the sports information director role. We have four of us and mm-hmm. only one male that's in a similar role to us in communications. And that is very, very rare. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily a difficulty, but it is interesting because sometimes you walk in a room and people are surprised that the SID for a D1 baseball team is a 24-year-old girl. And sometimes, you know, they might not necessarily take you seriously right away, but you just kind of have to own that and be very confident in what you're doing, and you'll get through and people will respect you. And it's never really been a problem, but it is just, it's interesting to observe.
Okay. Have you had like a specific like good memory that you've had so far, like on your short career so far, like a specific memory that you're like, oh wow, I'm like, I made it, I'm doing it?
You know, it's funny that you say that because I have those like weirdly existential moments pretty often where I'm like, this is my job. Mm-hmm. Like it is, I'm in charge of Fresno State baseball communications. It's me. Like mm-hmm. I'm the one talking about the volleyball team. I'm the one writing these notes that people are going to read later. And I think every once in a while, somebody from the news will reach out and ask for something or thank me for something, or an athlete will thank me. And I pause for a second and I'm like, wow, like that is really my job. And I can't think of something super specific on the spot, but every once in a while I have those moments of like, oh my gosh, this is my job, this is real life, this is what I'm doing right now. And that it's a great feeling
being a part of the volleyball team and like their success last season. They got to the tournament for the first time, right, in about 20 something years, and they won the Mountain West title for the first time. How was that experience being a part of that journey for those girls and that team?
Well, first of all, I love those girls, like they're my own sisters. So it was so fun. I've grown so close to them, and I really feel like my athletes, because I'm close in age with them, it really is like I have a group of 16 little sisters and 40 little brothers that I get to take care of all the time. So to watch them succeed and to help promote them on social media and to kind of push the whole Why Not Us thing that they started, and those girls created that on their own. They thought of that, but it was on me to get the rest of, you know, the fans and the community to buy in and to help them know like, hey, this is what this team is doing. and to watch them succeed and grow and take that mindset and create a fan base. And like, I got to help them do that. I got to help them create Why Not Us and make that a thing. And I just love being able to help them succeed in ways that they might not have even thought of. Obviously, they want to be successful on the court, but I get to help them find success in other ways. And that was so rewarding. It was a lot of work. It was so much work. It was a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of stress. Even just hoping, you know, we showed up in Vegas and we wanted to win. We wanted it more. And it was going to be so hard to have to travel back with those girls knowing they put in so much work and they came up short. But it just never happened. It never happened. So like, I will never forget that moment when they ended up winning and the girls are dogpiling on the court and I'm in tears and our sports supervisor is in tears and our athletic director is out there. And like, that is something that nobody can ever take away from those girls. And I was lucky enough to experience that with them and have that relationship with them. And I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Okay, so switching to your other sport, baseball, I think it's like 7 games into the season. What is like your takeaway from the season so far from your perspective or for like the team's perspective?
I think this team is really starting to gel together. There's a lot of returners, but there's also a lot of newcomers. It's really close to 50-50. And I think that, you know, the first couple games, you really have to figure yourself out. You can have your inner squad games in the off season. You can have, you know, we had an alumni game and you have your fall scrimmages and everything. But until you're in it and you're playing live games, you don't fully know how you come together as a team. And I think it is still so early, but I think that these guys are so gritty and so confident in themselves, and not in a cocky way, but in a, hey, we're going to show up to the field every single day and we're going to put in 100% every single day. And they're really coming together and starting to create a game day culture that, and I think they're going to find a lot of success with that.
For yourself, you say you run the social media for the baseball team. Like, is there goals for that? Like getting a certain amount of followers or getting like maybe trending one time or...
I do have, you know, kind of follower goals. And I think that that's something that our creative department helps us so much. So a lot of that video content they're producing and we're kind of bouncing ideas back and forth with them. So shout out to them also because they put in a lot of work to help achieve those goals as well. But really, what can I do to promote those guys in ways that fans really enjoy? So I think keeping up with what's trending right now, what are things that other baseball schools, like what's Wake Forest doing right now? What's LSU doing right now? And how do we compete with them off the field? And when it comes to, you know, the content that we're creating and what we're putting out, and how are we keeping up with the best programs so that we are one of the best programs, even though, you know, I kind of think we're a sleeping giant in a lot of ways. Like, there's a lot of people that may not necessarily pay attention to us, but they're going to by the end of the season. They're going to be paying attention to the Fresno State Bulldogs. So,
all right. So what should students or fans of the Bulldogs of baseball, volleyball should look forward to for this, I guess, the rest of the school year, or even like next year for volleyball?
Well, I think volleyball proved it. They were also a sleeping giant. You know, they were dead last in the rankings and they were able to win a championship. Our baseball team isn't dead last in the rankings, but I do think that they are a sleeping giant. And I think that once the season progresses, they're really, really going to figure it out on the field, as they've already shown that they are figuring it out. But I think there's so much room for growth even still. So just like I said, just show up for these guys. That really makes a difference. And same with our volleyball team, show up for them and they're going to show out for you.
All right, so that was my interview with Holly Cassina. Thank you, Holly, so much for doing this with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Aaron's story.
And that wraps up our show for the day. Next week, we will talk about college advisors, international students' perspective, and scooter safety.
Today's episode of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Hanaya Oya for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Aaron Story.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Max Gallego.
And I'm Natalia Mendoza. See you next week.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.